freedom in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I want to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, if you'd like to read there with me, 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I appreciate God's word. I love the Bible. And I love studying the Bible, reading the Bible, thinking about the Bible. And God is just wonderful that he revealed himself through his word. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and y'all know that this is the letter that probably was right before the Apostle Paul gave his life as a martyr. And he was given his last advice to Timothy. And what wonderful advice it is for anyone, and especially for any preacher, but anyone that wants to live for God. There's 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. Paul said this, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us." I would like to preach on keeping what God gives you. Keeping what God gives you. Now, Paul had suffered much. I'll tell you, as far as just a list of sufferings, you'll have to say that the Apostle Paul has to be in the very top tier of folks that have went through great trials and great physical afflictions because of his own convictions and beliefs. We'll have to admit that mentally and emotionally, as well as physically, the Apostle Paul suffered greatly. Even when that there were others that were against him and would do great harm to him, he still seemed to have a great amount of positive, joyful energy flowing through his life. There was no sense of compromise. There was no wavering in the message. There was no unfaithfulness to what God had commissioned him to do. Whatever was going on, Paul stayed steady in the midst of the times of trials and pressures. And so we'll have to say that here as he speaks to Timothy, things like endure hardness as a good soldier, you'll have to admit there was some weight behind those words. And as Paul was speaking here and saying, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, there was a certain weightiness to that commission right there. There was a man that had been through some trials and afflictions because of the word of God. And he knew what could be out there for Timothy as well. And when Timothy read them, no doubt he had some ideas of what Paul had went through. In fact, in his hometown, Lystra, I believe was where that they had even stoned Paul and drug him out of the city. And Paul got up, even though they thought that he was dead, and went back into the city. That was Timothy's hometown. I guarantee you when Timothy read those words, he understood that this was a man that realized that there was something valuable about the Christian faith. Amen? Amen. Paul had made it to where that Christ was worthy of the sacrifice. Christ was worthy of whatever he had to go through in order to put out the gospel. Now we know from earlier verses that the apostle was confident that Christ was able to keep the things which he had committed unto him until the coming of the Lord. Just a few verses before, in verse 11 and 12, the apostle Paul said, "Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul had a confidence that Jesus Christ could keep him and keep his heart, his emotions, his spirit, his soul, his body until Jesus would come again. Hallelujah. And that confidence ought to be our confidence as well. However, I'll have to admit in these verses that I read to you as my text, it seemed as though, even though it had no question about Christ's ability to keep what he had committed, he wanted to make sure that Timothy was going to keep the things that were given to him. Hey man, I'm not saying that Paul didn't have confidence in Timothy. As you'll read through his epistles, you'll see that Timothy had a little bit of a fear problem for whatever reason. Amen. And Timothy not only had a problem with fear, but there seemed to be a problem that folks despised him for whatever reason. Because he said, let no man despise thy youth. And there was another time where that he wrote to a church and said, let no man despise him for whatever reason. I don't know if he allowed it to, amen, or if it was something natural because of his timid nature. I do not know. But there was fixing to be some changes in Timothy's life. You know why? Because the man that he leaned on so strongly was fixing to be beheaded. He was fixing to go on to glory. And Timothy was going to have to stand without the aid of the Apostle Paul. Timothy was going to have to stand in the midst of changes. And this timid man, amen, and I believe he was faithful to what he had been given, but this fellow that had a temptation to fear, this fellow that had somewhat, amen, of a personality that was a little more withdrawn, this fellow was going to have to be true to the word of God that was given to him. And Paul commissioned Timothy to hold fast to the words that Paul had taught him. That charge was fivefold in verse 13. First, he said you need to have steadiness in doctrine. That's the idea of hold fast. Be faithful to the truth. Hey man, can I tell you, the more I pastor, the better I appreciate faithfulness. Amen. And there are some people that I'll have to admit they're not the brightest firework in the sky. But I'll tell you what, they're like a star. They're always there. Amen. Hallelujah. Fireworks get your attention. Woo, boy, isn't that something? But you know what? When the fireworks are gone, stars are always right there. And I appreciate faithfulness. And this man needed to be faithful to the word of God and the doctrine of truth. But secondly, there was a soundness in doctrine. He said, pay attention to the sound words. That word sound means healthy. Just like when you make out your will and said, I being of sound mind, that means I'm healthy in my mind. Amen. And so he had a soundness of words. But in the Greek, that also has an emphasis on particular individual words. You know, the Bible is inspired, and we need to pay attention to every word, every verse, every chapter. Amen. Hey, y'all be careful over there. Amen. Now, I'm just telling you, you need to be careful with every word. Pay attention to what the Bible says in every verse, in every phrase. Amen. I want to preach to you. I want to preach to you here tonight. Amen. That it is important how we pay attention to God's word. Amen. In this Bible, amen, there is instructions about deep doctrine. The Bible instructs us about the nature of God and tells us that there are three persons and yet one God. And that's the doctrine of the Trinity. The Bible instructs us and tells us, amen, that Christ is deity. He is not just a created angel or a being. He is the creator of all things. He lived before he was born. He came into this world and lived a sinless life, died upon the cross, and
and rose from the dead. And the Bible teaches the way of salvation through him, the atonement, amen, regeneration, the Bible doctrine of the Holy Ghost being the third person of the triune Godhead, and how he works in conviction and regeneration and sanctification, and the baptism of the Spirit. It's all an important part of God's doctrine. Amen. But I'll tell you what, this Bible also tell you how to handle your money. Amen. How to give tithes and offerings, and how to pay your bills and be honest and truthful in your business dealings. This Bible will speak to you about how to dress. Amen. About how modesty is important, and how hair on a man and a woman is important. I'm telling you, I realize that salvation is the most important thing for me, but we got to realize every word is sound in here. And if we pay attention to what the Bible says, then we will be sound in everything that we do. It's got instructions about how the family is supposed to be set up, the husband and wife relationship, the parent and children relationship. Amen. There's instructions about government. There's instructions about all kinds of things. And listen, amen, we need to pay attention to these healthy words. If we do not, there's disease that gets in our lives, in our families, and in our homes. Amen. Can I tell you, this is a wonderful source of doctrine, amen, that came from the Apostle Paul. He said, which thou hast heard of me. This is the creed that Paul had preached and Timothy had embraced. Amen. Oh, we need to listen to what God had spoken through the apostles unto the church. Amen. Fourth, there needs to be a sympathy for this doctrine. He said in faith, it's not just enough to have it up here. We need to believe it in our hearts. And fifth, there's the sentiment of the doctrine, to love it. He spoke of love. I want to ask you, do you love the Bible? Do you love God's word? Do you love what God had to say to you? Oh, I think it's important for us to love the truth in a day of heresy and reprobation. It's important for us as a church. You know, in the last days, the Bible says that people would believe a lie and be damned. And that word means condemned. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth. Friend, Paul wanted Timothy to take this and realize that this is a word from heaven, and he needed to love what was given unto him. Amen. But after that he spoke this, he went on to speak to these people, or to Timothy in particular. He said, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen. That scripture right there shows us that there's a precious gift that was given to Timothy. And he was secondly responsible for that gift. And thirdly, he had a divine helper to keep that gift. And I want to preach that to us, keeping what God has given to you. Are y'all going to help me here tonight? Amen. I didn't come to just dismiss, but I can just dismiss if that's what you want. Amen. I'm here to have church. I'm preaching to you God's divine word. Amen. The Bible teaches to us, amen, that these things were passed down to us. There's an importance about this gift. Amen. The gift of God's divine revelation, of God's important word. Amen. It is an important, glorious truth that has been given to us. The worth of the gift, it is called a good thing by the Apostle Paul. The whole of divine revelation is a good thing. I'm just going to preach to you and tell you, amen, that the genealogy of Christ has a whole lot of power in it. And if